you know, they have to develop the proper infrastructure to get access to the resources and to develop the infrastructure like they need in terms of education, for example, to train the people to be able to handle the type of jobs that resource develop. And I've mentioned too that it's becoming a very big market with 800 million people, so they need to develop a better communication between them so that they can specialize and produce some products that will be useful on the continent. You know, most of the economy has to be created really on the continent for the people of the continent. Export is only one part of the economy, not the whole economy. And it is a marginal element into the growth of the whole economy. So developing the infrastructure, what it's needed in terms of a road and schools and hospitals and universities and so on, you know, there's a lot to be done there. And when they will do that, that will create a lot of growth into the land. So the future of Africa is very bright in my judgment.
Now, Mr. Kretin, you talked about technological processes and all that. You are at par with the U.S. How can Africa leapfrog and learn from the experiences to be able to better coordinate its event, develop the human capital, and be a global player in these modern times?
But that will take time. You know, they are fragmented. There are many, there are 55 countries. For 800 million people, that, you know, I mentioned the need for more coordination, perhaps to federate some parts of the land. Otherwise, because, you know, some people complain, you go from one place to another one, it's extremely complicated to go through the borders and so on. The roads are not well connected and access is difficult. So they need to do it in a better coordinated way. Some years ago, they have tried to make kind of a federation of Western Africa. Perhaps the time has come to look at that, you know, to have a central government to run something that is common. You know, you can have, like we have in Canada, we have vast land, but the provincial governments are very powerful, but we have enough strength in the national government to do what is needed, that it is beneficial, it will create benefits for all the parts. You know, we have programs that applied exactly the same across the land. And others are decided locally that are somewhat different. You know, you can have unity in diversity.
You mentioned bureaucracy, where businesses and investors find it quite challenging to get their businesses started because they have to wait a long time and all that. How can that be improved? And when you meet some of these heads of state, what do you say to them to strengthen them out?
You know, education is a key stability. You know, you need stability in the administration. You don't kick out everybody because you change the government. You know, you need people who stay there because they are good at their job, whoever is the leader.
So, last but not the least, your message to Gabon and Africa as a whole.
Keep working. No, the solution is always at work.